Let's open up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're going to take a look at a Braisa, which is five lines up before the end of the Amud. And the Braisa says the following: Kohen Gadol Shaharages HaNefesh B'Mezid Nerag B'Shoge Gola. As if the Braisa is being mechadish, something that we wouldn't know with regard to a Kohen Gadol, that he is liable and culpable in the court of law. If he kills someone b'mezid, he's chayv misa. He's nerak. If he kills someone b'shoge, he goes into golos, into the Ir Miklat. And the Gemara is going to say the following. I'm skipping the part about Essay and Losa, so that's a separate sugya. The Gemara says, B'mezid Nerak Pshita. Why would we think that the Kohen Gadol is above the law if he killed someone deliberately? Is there a Habmina that the law doesn't apply to him? Certainly, I don't need the Braisa to tell me that he's Nerak, that he gets killed for as a murderer. B'shoge Gola Itzrichlei. The ratio of Mezid is only Agav Urcha, it's only Aidi, he wants the lead to the Seifa of Bishogeg. So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush that if he kills Bishogeg, he goes into the Ermikol Honami Pshita? It's Trich. Salke Daitech Amino Hoel Uksiv. The Torah says, in the Parsha of Horeg Bishogeg, in Bamidbar Perek Lamed He, it says, V'yashav ba, and he, the Horeg B'shogeg, will sit, or dwell, ba, in the Ir Miklat, ad mos ha-Kohen HaGadol. So the Torah puts a limitation into how long he has to live in the Ir Miklat. The Golus is a punishment, but it's a limited punishment. And he goes free with the death of the Kohen Gadol. And we might say the following. Ema, perhaps, kol de islei takanta b'chazora. What kind of chiv golus is there? Only a chiv golus that lends itself to chazora. Chazora means where he could go free from the Ir Miklat. There's no such thing in this Havamina as the Ir Miklat li'olam. It's always got to be ad. It's always got to be with a built-in restriction that when the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. If there's no possibility of his going free, that's a case called Lesle Takanto Bechazora. There's no possibility of a Takana which would allow him to go free. Lo Lingli, then he doesn't have to go into Golos. That the Parsha of Golos is conditional on the possibility of Chazora. In a situation where it's impossible to have Chazora, which means that there's no Mises Kohen Gadol that could allow him to go free, there is no Golos to begin with. And what that means is, if the Kohen Gadol is guilty of murder b'shogeg, how is he going to go free? He can't go free with his own death. I mean, well, if he dies, he dies. But we want to know if he can go free before his death. And in this case, since he himself is the Kohen Gadol and he committed this murder, he would not be able to go free until he dies, which means that there's no takana in the middle of his life for Chazara from Ir Miklat, because he himself is the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, he will remain in the Ir Miklat for the entire balance of his life. In such a case, that's called Lesle Takanta B'Chazora. And in such a case, I would have assumed, in the Havamina, that there is no Golus to begin with. And in fact, we do have a case of a situation where there's no possibility of Chazora, and that's going to be the case of a Kohen Gadol Shaharag B'Shogeg. Disnan, we have a Mishnah, and here we can take a look on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Ha-Horeg Kohen Gadol, if a person kills a Kohen Gadol b'shogeg, so that's case number one. So at the time of the Hariga, there is no Kohen Gadol because he killed the Kohen Gadol. O Kohen Gadol shaharag es hanefesh. What about the case of a Kohen Gadol who's guilty of murder and he killed someone b'shogeg? So the Mishnah establishes ein yotze misham liola, that there is no possibility of chazara, of being free from the Eir Miklat. Why? Because there's no Kohen Gadol. What does it mean there's no Kohen Gadol? Well, in the first case, I understand very well there's no Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol himself was murdered. So the murderer in this case doesn't have a Kohen Gadol who's alive and well to set him free. And the Hava Minu would be in such a case that since there's no possibility in this Ritzicha of Chazara, is Emelo Ligli. Maybe there should be no Golos. That not only is there a gift, so to speak, that the Torah had compassion on a Rotzeach B'Shogeg, that he can go out of the Eir Miklat in the case of Mises Kohen Gadol, but if there's no possibility of his going out, the Mises Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is dead, then there would not be Golos. Golos has to lend itself in this Hava Mina to a Chazara, to the possibility of his going back to his hometown, being freed from the incarceration, so to speak, in the Eir Miklat. The Mishnah is being Mechadesh, a big Chiddush, that there is such a thing as Golos, V'yena Chozer Liola. And Yotze Misham Liola. So that although in most cases the Rotzeach B'Shogeg does go out of the Eir Miklat with the Mises Kohen Gadol, even in a situation where there's no possibility of the Kohen Gadol going out free from the Eir Miklat with Mises Kohen Gadol, nevertheless he has to go into Golos. Kamash Malan, that's what the Braisa wants to tell us. That if the Kohen Gadol kills someone, which means that there's no other Kohen Gadol that would free him with his Misa, meaning only his death will free him from the Eir Miklat. To reformulate that, he will remain in the Eir Miklat until his death. There's no way of curtailing his Golus during his lifetime and freeing him during his lifetime. The Mishnah said, the Braisa wants to tell me, nevertheless he goes into Golus. And that's similar to the Mishnah that says that if a Kohen Gadol kills B'Shogeg, or a Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry, if an individual kills a Kohen Gadol B'Shogeg, or if the Kohen Gadol himself kills B'Shogeg, in both these cases there will be Golos, despite the fact that in Yotzi Misham Liol. So Yitzia or Chazara min HaGolos, in the case of Mises Kohen Gadol, is a very nice gift, and the Torah is affording a possibility, but it's only the icing on the cake that would allow a Rotzeach B'Shogeg to curtail and terminate his Golos prematurely before he dies, so to speak, during his lifetime. But that's a gift. In those cases, those situations in which he can avail himself of that luxury, He leaves his Eir Miklat. But if there's no possibility at all of leaving the Eir Miklat, he will remain in the Eir Miklat until his death. And why is there no possibility of his going out with the Mises Kohen Gadol? Either because he killed the Kohen Gadol, or because the Kohen Gadol himself killed, and there's no other Kohen Gadol whose death would free him from the Eir Miklat. The Gemara then asks the obvious question, V'yema Echinami. Since the Torah in the Parsha, in Parshas Masa, it says V'yashava Admos Kohen Gadol, which means that the punishment of Golos Tir Miklat has to have within it a limitation, a freedom at some point. In a case where any Yotze Misham Liola, maybe there shouldn't be any Golos. On my Kra, the Pasuk says, there's an extra Ribu in the Pasuk. This is not at the end of Bamidbar, but in the repeat Parshan Kitetze, where the Torah again goes through the laws of Eir Miklat, of Rotzeach B'Shogeg, it says, Vayola nus shama kol rotzeach. There's an extra word, kol. And that Reba is Afilu Kohen Gadol B'mashma, even the Kohen Gadol who now goes into Golis because he killed someone, and he's going to have to remain in Golis until his death, nevertheless, he goes into Golis. And we're not going to apply the principle that we formulate in the Havmina to Lesley Takanta B'chazor Lo Ligli should go into Golis. The possibility of Chazorah and Tikkun is not a precondition in the Chiyuv Golis. The Chiyuv Golis will apply even if any Yotzeh Misham Li'olam, and that's going to be the case of a Hore Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shehara. That's the Sugya Sagamara.
Hard to imagine a case of Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, it's very interesting that. Well, not only that, we had a case of a Kohen Gadol Shehara B'mezid. I mean, that's even more mind-boggling. You know, if Kohen, you know, if he slipped off a ladder and killed someone off a roof, that's something. But Kohen Gadol Shehara B'mezid, and we're not talking about the Tzdukim here. Okay.
They've gone by this time.
Now, the subject of our discussion, Be'irud, is going to be the following. Let's assume that a Yotze Misham Li'olam is in a case where there's no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. Why isn't there no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha? Because the Kohen Gadol himself was the victim of the Ritzicha, or alternatively, he himself was the Rotzeach. In both those cases, there's no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha whose subsequent death could free him, because at the time of the Ritzicha there was no Kohen Gadol. What happens, though, if they replace the Kohen Gadol? When a Kohen Gadol dies, or if the Kohen Gadol becomes disqualified, then he will be replaced. And that's called the Smana Kohen Gadol Tachta. So at what point would there be a Kohen Gadol who might not be the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, but nevertheless he would be a Kohen Gadol whose death would terminate this particular Golos? What I mean to say is the following. If a Rotzeach B'Shogeg goes into Golos, and at some point down the line, a week later, a year later, or 10 years later, they appoint a Kohen Gadol to replace the original Kohen Gadol, that I understand very well. That Kohen Gadol, although he was appointed as such, has no relationship whatsoever to this Ritzicha. In order to apply the principle of what does it say in the Torah, Ad Mos Kohen Gadol, we must have a Kohen Gadol who somehow links up to this Ritzicha. Clear? But there are two critical moments in Ritzicha, as far as Ir Miklat is concerned. One is the actual Maisa Ritzicha, the moment of the death of the victim. And then there's another moment that's critical. What's that called?
Gemar
Din. Why? Because the Mishnah establishes in Masechta Makis, maybe we'll get a chance to look, that after the Ritzicha was implemented, the Chiyuv Golos has to be determined and established by a Psak Bezdin, a Gemar Din. He may be well advised, the Rotzeach, to run to the Ir Miklat immediately after the Ritzicha in order to spare himself, protect himself from the Gol Adam. But the Mishnah establishes that we'll bring him out of the Ir Miklat with a Levui, with an accompaniment, to the Beis Din. And then Beis Din will adduce evidence, two witnesses that will testify that we witnessed the Ritzicha, and it was Bishogeg, etc. And then we'll send the Rotzeach back to the Ir Miklat. But if there's no Gemar Din, then he's not Chayev Golos. Again, he'll be advised to go into Golos until Beis Din acquits him, if there'll be an acquittal, and they'll find him guiltless, because the Gol Adam is in a state of rage and he will kill the Rotzeach if he catches him. So he's got to protect himself by running to the Ir Miklat. But we still haven't established for sure that he's Chayev Golos, And that will take place only after what? After Gemar Din. So here's the question that I want to analyze with you today. What happens in a case of Rotzeach Shaharag Es HaKohen Gadol, or alternatively Kohen Gadol Shaharag, if between the Ritzicha, let's call it time T1, and the ultimate Gemar Din, time T2, in the meantime, in the interim, they appointed a Kohen Gadol Tachtov to replace the original Kohen Gadol. Now, in the case of Harag Es HaKohen Gadol, obviously we have to appoint another Kohen Gadol to replace him. Even in the case of a Kohen Gadol Shaharag, we're going to have to replace him because he's stuck now in the Ir Miklat. And he can't function in the Beis HaMikdash as the Kohen Gadol. So we have to replace him. Supposing the replacement process, if they speed it up, concluded before the Gemara did, would the Kohen Gadol who is in service at the time of the Gemara Din, his Misa will fulfill the Pasuk of Admos Kohen Gadol? Or do we say no? It's not enough that this Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din. He's got to be the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. What basically we're talking about here is two definitions of Gemara Din. One definition of the Gemara Din is that the Gemara Din is a kind of a birur, it's just to clarify, but the chi of Golus is inherent in what? In the Maaser Ritzicha. So that all the dinim of Chiyuv Golus and Chazor Min HaGolus are dependent upon that critical moment of Ritzicha. The Gemara Din is a separate condition that has to be fulfilled, because until we clarify through the final decision that's handed down by the Beis Din, we don't assume that he's Chiyuv Golus. But the Chiyuv Golus itself, once it's established by Beis Din, is not inherent in the Gemara Din, but rather inheres in the Maaser Ritzicha. Do you follow what I'm saying? So in the first tzad of our Chakira, what we're saying is that the Chiyuv Golus is totally connected to or dependent upon the Ritzicha. And if you don't have a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha, forget it. The Gemara Din is necessary because otherwise, who says that he's Chayav Golus? This, you know, innocent until proven guilty. So we need the Psak Beis Din in order to establish in an irreversible way that he has a Chayav Golus. But the Chayav Golus is really generated by the Ritzicha, and the Ritzicha is the exclusive Chayav Golus, the exclusive Machayav of Golus. So the Machayav of Golus is the Ritzicha, and the Gemar Din is a separate external condition, and therefore the Kohen Gadol whose death will free the Rotzeach is the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. And if there is no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, it's irrelevant if there has been a replacement Kohen Gadol appointed at the time of the Gemar Din, or no. Shall we say that the Gemar Din is an integral part of the Mechayev? It's not just an external condition. It's not just in order to establish the Chiyuv Golus, but rather it's part of the Chiyuv Golus itself. If it's part of the Chiyuv Golus, then even if I have a Kohen Gadol who was appointed at the time of the Gemar Din, or before the Gemar Din, so at the time of the Gemar Din he was already an appointed Kohen Gadol, his Misa would be enough, Achim Yomus Kohen Gadol, for him to get freed and Chozer Min HaGolus. So for this, I want to analyze this issue with the Gvuras Yitzchak. You have a copy. So first he quotes the Braisa. Ha-horei Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Shahara Ges HaNefesh, Eni Yotze Misham Li Olam. What does that sound like to you, the language of the Braisa? What impression do you get? I asked you, what happens if they replace the Kohen Gadol? Could he go out with the Misa of the replacement Kohen Gadol? What impression do you get from the Braisa? No. The Braisa doesn't qualify. The Braisa makes a generic statement Ha'horei Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shahara, he's Ein Yotze Misham. He has no possibility of Chazora with Mises Kohen Gadol. Hine, Im Lo Haya Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha, in these two cases there was no Kohen Gadol whose death could send him free at the time of the Ritzicha. There was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. Umanu also, but they appointed a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gvar Din. What about the death of the replacement Kohen Gadol, who was replaced before the Gemara? And again, if he was appointed years later, or months later, or even a day later, after the Chiyuv was clinched at the time of the Gemara Din, then that second Kohen Gadol has no relationship to this Ritzicha, or the Chiyuvim, and the Pturim of Golus with regard to this Ritzicha. But if he was appointed before the Gemara Din, Nechleku Rishonim, Im Choser B'Misas Kohen Gadol, meaning the Kohen Gadol that was appointed as a replacement, but his appointment took place when? Before the Gemara Din. Tehine, Behad Estana Horei Kohen Gadol V'Kohen Gadol Shehorei Eini Yotze Misham Liolam Das HaTosvis. Tosvis is of the opinion that this this formulated halacha in the Brisa, so it's not an absolute halacha. It has an exception. Dafka imlo manu kohen gadol. Please underline these words. Dafka imlo manu kohen gadol. Bishas gmar din. Then we apply the principle of eni yotze misham liolam. I will call the manu kohen gadol taft of kodem gmar din. Is chozer. He will be freed from golus at the time of the death of the kohen gadol, who was the replacement Kohen Gadol, even though he was not the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, but he was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din. Which means that you have two possible critical moments, and therefore two critical Kohen Gadols. You have the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Misa, of the Ritzicha. If you don't have a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, it's not all lost, if you follow what I mean. But rather you can have a Kohen Gadol at another critical moment, the moment of Gemar Din. And it's two different people. There's one person who was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. There's another Kohen Gadol who was the replacement Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. Either one of those two could qualify for the Din of Chazara with his Misa. Now please notice that he adds the word mechaper. Why? Because in the case of Hahoreg, Kohen Gadol, I don't have to add the word hamechaper. Just simply say it to Pasha, the child will understand that in this case there is no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha because he himself was killed. However, it's a little bit more complicated in the case of a Kohen Gadol Shaharad, because he in fact is alive at the time of the Ritzicha. But again, he's not going to be a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper. Now, alternatively, he may have in mind, when he adds this word Mechaper, the case of Hore Kohen Gadol. Because I'm not sure, you know, this is like a, you know the phrase, Gito Miyodah Bar Ka'achas. I'm not sure exactly how to define the Kohen Gadol who was the victim of murder. Was he alive at the time of the murder? It's like Ein L'Shechita El B'Sof. You know, at the beginning of the Shechita, the animal was alive. The animal was geshachted already at the end of the Shechita. But it was still alive at the time, the beginning of the Shechita. But it could be that since this Kohen Gadol was killed as a result of this Ritzicha, he's not called a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper. Kohen Gadol HaMechaper means that at some point subsequent to the Ritzicha, when the Rotzech is Chayiv Golos, at some point the Kohen Gadol died. And that death is a Mechaper, is a Kapara for the Rotzech. But here, that he was killed at obviously at the time of the Ritzicha, he himself was the victim of the Ritzicha, that Kohen Gadol is not able through his death to be Mechaper, because because we need a kapara subsequent to the golos. In any event, it comes out, the bottom line, that Shitas HaTosis is that despite the fact that we don't have a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, all we need is a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. So if you had a Kohen Gadol that was appointed as a replacement Kohen Gadol before the Gemar Din, he now gets linked in, he gets hooked in to that Chiyuv Golos that's established at the time of the Gemar Din. You see that Tosis is putting a lot of emphasis here on the moment of Gemar Din. The moment of Gemar Din is not just some sort of external technicality in order to clarify and establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that this Rotzeach is a Rotzeach, but it's much more than that. It creates the Chiyuv Golos. And therefore, that's the critical moment when the Chiyuv Golos is locked in, is clinched, and at that moment there is a Kohen Gadol. So that Kohen Gadol with relation to this Chiyuv Golos is the Kohen Gadol. And it means that with his death, the Rotzeach is Chose. That's the Shita Satosis. Now here I would press the return button. Ulam, however, the Ritva, in Masecht of Makis, he has a diuk. So I have here in front of me the Mishnah in Makis, and there are two words in the Mishnah which the Ritva wants to call to our attention, to emphasize. The Mishnah says, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, Vahore Kohen Gadol, Vekohen Gadol Shaharag, Eina Yotze Misham Li Olam. So the Mishnah actually has three cases of Eina Yotze Misham Li Olam. It has the same two cases that we studied here in Masecht Sanhedrin, that's the Kohen Gadol Shaharag or Hahori Kohen Gadol, but it adds another case, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Now, before the Ritva, you and I would have said, Adarabah, that's a riot to Tosis, because the Mishnah seems to be putting so much emphasis on the fact that there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. It means that the moment of Gemar Din is a critical moment. Let's look for a Kohen Gadol who's alive at the time of the Kohen Gadol, at the time the Gemara did. But the Ritva, with his sharp analysis, comes to the opposite conclusion. And he says the following, that according to Tosfos, he says, Hainu Reisha, do you see those two words, Hainu Reisha, if you want to underline those words? He says that according to Tosfos, if the two cases that we're discussing here in Sanhedrin allow for a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din to be the Kohen Gadol whose Misa frees the Rotzeach Peshogi from Golus, if that be the case, then why did the Mishnah have to add the words Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol? We know that already, that Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. This has to be Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol, because according to Shita Satosvis, in the cases of Horeg, etc., of Eina Yotze Misham Li Olam, that's because there was no replacement at the time of the Gemar Din. So why did the Mishnah feel compelled to write Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol? What do you mean, Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol? Obviously, though, that's basically what the two cases are. You follow? The Mishnah has A, B, and C. I don't need A if it's just a repeat of B and C. B and C means that there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. That's how Tosfos is teaching up the Mishnah. So why do you have to tell me Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol? Those two cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah are cases of Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. Now let's see how the Ritva is going to interpret that Mishnah. Lachain, Piresh, Diafilu haya Kohen Gadol Misha Nigmar Dino Mikomakom Eino Choser. Now, when the Mishnah says in the opening case of this trio of the three musketeers here, it says Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. What the Mishnah wants to tell us is that There is no Kohen Gadol. Again, when I say there is no Kohen Gadol, you understand what I mean. A Kohen Gadol whose death would, I'm not going to repeat myself over and over again, whose death would free the Rotzeach from the Eruv Mikloach. There is no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din means that there would never be a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din if that Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din is not the same Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. So the Ritva says the following. Even though you could replace the Kohen Gadol of Ritzicha, meaning of Shas Ritzicha, with a Kohen Gadol at the time of Nigmar Din, that's considered Nigmar Din of a low Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Kevan Shalom Hoya Kohen Gadol HaMachaper B'Shas Ritzicha, if at the moment of Ritzicha, which according to the Ritva is the critical moment, there was no Kohen Gadol, which means that there's no Kohen Gadol whose Misa could serve as a kapara. Why? Because if the Kohen Gadol himself killed someone, so he doesn't qualify as a Kohen Gadol HaMachaper. And if the Kohen Gadol was Nerag, then since that Hariga took place before the Chiv Golos, his Misa could not possibly free the Rotzeach. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol Shenerag is not considered a Kohen HaMachaper. Do you follow this, Rabosa? Why isn't the Kohen Gadol who was victimized and he was murdered a Kohen HaMachaper? The answer is because, unfortunately, his Misa took place too early, if you follow what I mean. It took place before the Chiv Golos. Val Kain, Eino Choser B'Misas Kohen Gadol. So what it means is that the critical moment to establish a Kohen HaMachaper B'Misaso who would free the Rotzeach from the Eruv Mikloach is the moment of Ritzicha. Says the Ritva, Hu Adin Im Lo Haya Kohen Gadol Klal B'Shas Ritzicha Eino. I think there's a printing mistake. It says Eino Chos. It should say Eino Choser, not Eino Gola. Af Shalaya Kohen Gadol B'Shas Gmar Din to be Eino Kohen Gadol HaMachaper B'Shas Ritzicha. So, if we would summarize the machlokas between Tosus and the Ritva, we would say the following: according to Tosus, there are two critical moments that generate a Kohen Gadol HaMachaper, Kohen Gadol HaMachaper B'Misoso, and the Din of Chazor. There's the moment of Ritzicha and the moment of Gmar Din. If the moment of Ritzicha does not facilitate a Kohen Gadol who is Machaper, either because the Kohen Gadol died or because he was the victim, either because he was the victim of this murder or because he was the murderer himself, then we shift our balance over to Gmar Din. And the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gmar Din will now be the Kohen HaMachaper B'Misoso. That's the Sheet of Tosus. So there are two critical moments: the moment of Ritzicha and the moment of Gmar Din. Masha Enkein, according to the Ritva, there's only one possible critical moment, and that's the moment of what? Ritzicha. If there was no Kohen Gadol HaMachaper at the time of the Ritzicha, Gmar Din is irrelevant. Because Gmar Din, according to the Ritva, is a technicality, it's a necessary mechanics in order to establish the Chiyuv. A man is innocent until proven guilty. But it's not part of the Etzem HaMachai. All this is great until we see Tosus in Yuma. Tosus B'Yuma Tamu is on Daf Ayin Gimel. Ahad Isnan Ahori Kohen Gadol Kohen Gadol Shaharig Ani Yotze Misham Liolam Amai Ani Yotze B'Misas Mashuach Sha'amar. So let's say there was another Kohen Gadol. He was called the Kohen Gadol Mashuach Sha'avar, which means that he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol, and they anointed him with Shemen HaMishcha, so he had a full blast minui as a Kohen Gadol, but then Avar. He ceased to function as a Kohen Gadol. So the Chachamim say that if all we have is a Kohen Mashuach Sha'avar, a Kohen Sha'avar, a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, then his Misa will free the Rotzeach from the Ir Miklat. Rabbi Yehuda has a different Shita. He says not a Kohen Mashuach Sha'avar, but rather a Mashuach Mulchama, which means that he's in charge of deciding who will go out to battle and who will not go out to battle. He has a special status as a Kohen Gadol, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, his status as a Kohen Gadol is identical to that of the Kohen Gadol in the Migdash as far as Misa Mechaperes, meaning Misa Chozeres Es HaRotzeach Min HaGolus. But whatever it is, we have two other possible Kohenim Gedolim. One is according to the Chacham, and the other is according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chacham, we have Avar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have Milchama, Mashuach Milchama. So Tosfos asks, why does the Mishnah establish that HaHorei Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Gadol Shaharei, there is no Kohen Gadol, and therefore any Yotze Misham Liolam, why can't he be Yotze with the Misa of a different Kohen Gadol? Which according to Rabbanan would mean a Mashuach Kohen Gadol, a full-fledged Mashuach Kohen Gadol who was Avar, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashuach Mulchama. Because both agree that Hei Machzirin or Otzeach. Again, Mar L'Shitoso or Mar L'Shitoso. B'Tirtzu, so Tosfos says no. The Kohen Gadol Ikar. In other words, when would we say according to Chachamim, Kohen Sha'avar, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashuach Mulchama? A Machzirin, that's only because there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of Misa. At the time of the Misa, all we had was what? Was a Kohen Mashuach. Or Mashuach Mulchama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, correct? But in our case of Kohen Gadol Shaharag or HaHori Kohen Gadol, Kaven Dehaya Kohen Gadol B'Shas Shaharag, there was a Kohen Gadol alive at the time of the Ritzicha, is then Lo Hadar B'Misas Hani O B'Misas Kohen Gadol Sheyamid Yamidu Tachto. The Hadik Tani the Machzirin or Otzeach, which according to the Chachamim means Mashuach Sha'avar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashuach Mulchama. Hainu Kegon de Lohavi Kohen Gadol B'Shas Shahara. The Tosfos here has a complex structure. He says the Iker Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol who functions in the Beis HaMikdash. If he's alive at the time of the Ritzicha, then he and only he could be Machzir Es HaRotzeach Mi'ir HaMiklat because he is the Iker Kohen Gadol. We have a Mishnah, Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can be Machzir with a different Kohen Gadol. That's only in a case where there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. So like nature abhors a vacuum, if there was no Kohen Gadol at all in office at the time of the Ritzicha, then we go on to a different Kohen Gadol. That's the Mashuach Mulchama, or the Kohen Gadol Mashuach Sha'avar. But in our cases, there was a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, he becomes the Ikar, and he, so to speak, clinches or grabs on to the din of Chazara to the exclusion of any other Kohen Gadol, which could mean a Kohen Gadol who's a Mashuach Mulchama, etc., etc., or a Kohen Gadol was appointed as a replacement at the time the Gemara did. None of those could generate a din of Chazar b'Misasam, because we have the Kohen Gadol, the Iker Kohen Gadol, at the time of the Ritzich. So when do we have the case where you can implement a din of Chazara with the Misa of a different Kohen Gadol? That's only when there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzich. But in our cases of a Horeg Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shaharag, there was a Kohen Gadol at the Shas at the time of the Ritzich. So it's not like the way we interpreted before, that if somebody murders the Kohen Gadol died. The Kohen Gadol died subsequent to the Ritzicha, but no, the Kohen Gadol died at the moment of Ritzicha. It's Gito v'yodah ban kachas. So since at the time of the Ritzicha he died, it means that there was a Kohen Gadol at the time of Ritzicha. And that's why, and Yotzi Misham Li'olam, even if the Kohen Meshuach Melcham, etc. dies. He says, V'tzarach Bir, I don't understand. The Afal gav the Kohen Gadol Ikar, Mikomakom Kaven de Lohavi Kohen Gadol Kayom B'shask Mardin. We just finished saying that according to Tosvis, that was the previous paragraph, there are two critical moments to clinch or generate the Chalos Shem Kohen Gadol Achoz HaMachzir Shemachzirin also. It was either B'shas Ritzicha or it was B'shas Gemar Din. So okay, you're going to tell me that as far as the Ritzicha is concerned, we had an Iker Kohen Gadol B'shas Ritzicha, and therefore he overshadows or neutralizes the other Kohen Gadol, let's call him the Mashuach Melcham. But so what? That's only as far as the Mashas Ritzicha is concerned. Gemar Din is a whole new ballgame. And we say that Gemar Din itself, independent of Ritzicha, of Shas Ritzicha, could engender a Kohen Gadol Shemachzirin also. So now when we get to Shas Gemar Din, we certainly have a Kohen Mashuach Melchama. Why do you tell me any Yotzei Misham Liola? Tzarech Bir, the Afagav, the Kohen Gadol Iker, Mikomakom Kevon, the Loavi Kohen Gadol Kayam, B'Shas Gemar Din, meaning the Iker Kohen Gadol is not alive at the Shas Gemar Din. Right? What was Tosis's objection? When does Tosis say that the rule is we cannot be Choser with the Kohen Gadol Mashuach Melchama? That's because it was a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha, and he's the Ikar, so he bumps off all the other Kohen and Gadol. But what happens if at the time of the Gemar Din, when the Kohen Gadol, the Ikar Kohen Gadol, is dead, he can't bump off anybody? Is why wouldn't at that point, why couldn't we generate the din of Kohen Shemachzir, which would be the Kohen Mashuach Melchama? Why is that any different than the case that we had in Tosfos in the first paragraph, where they appointed a replacement Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, prior to the Gemar Din, and Tosfos says in such a case, since there was a Kohen Gadol appointed before the Gemar Din, the Misa of that Kohen Gadol, the replacement Kohen Gadol, would free the Rotzeach. So why not say the same thing as far as Kohen Mashuach Melchama is concerned? Ubal Karchach, the Sfir Leilatosis Dol Sagi Bozesh Yesh Kohen Gadol B'Shas Gemar Din Ki Im De Be'inon Kohen Gadol HaMechaper Gam B'Shas Ritzicha. The came under B'Shas Ritzicha Hoya Kohen Gadol Kayam, the Hulo Chashiv Kohen HaMechaper Darei Hu HaHoreg O'Anerag is Memela Eni Yochol Lachzer after Mashuach Sha'ovah. We don't have too much time, but let's see if we can give it 2 minutes and try to figure out what his answer is. Again, let's go over the question. Why shouldn't the Kohen Moshuach Melchama, or Kohen Shagadol, why shouldn't he be Motzi the Rotech? Because he's in the Kohen Gadol seat in the office at the time of the Gemar Din. And Tosa said that if they reappointed a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, that's enough. And it'll go out with the Misa of the appointed Kohen Gadol before Gemar Din. He says, Lo Sagi Bozesh Yesh Kohen Gadol B'Shas Gemar Din. Tosa's never meant to say that if they replace the Kohen Gadol with a new appointed Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, that's enough to be Choser him with the Misa of the Kohen Gadol that was appointed before the Gemar Din. Ki im, but rather what Tosas meant by Gemar Din is the following. Be'inon Kohen Gadol amachaper gam b'shas ritzicha. What Tosas is saying is that if you had a Kohen Gadol amachaper b'shas ritzicha, and then he died and was replaced by another Kohen Gadol before the Gemar Din, then Tosus says that since you have both a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha and a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Gemar Din, therefore he's Yotze. So it wasn't, Tosus didn't have in mind that Gemar Din is a whole new track that independently sets up a Din of Chazara. No. It adds to the first requirement of Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha. Do you follow? In other words, there were two Kohenim Gedolim. One Kohen Gadol was the one that was alive B'Shas Ritzicha. This Kohen Gadol died, and now he's replaced before the Gemar Din. So Tosfos is saying, since you have two Kohenim Gedolim, the fact that one of them died is not going to undermine the halach of Chazorah. Now the halach of Chazorah is going to be chal vis-a-vis the second Kohen Gadol who was appointed at the time of the Gemar Din. But what's going to be in a case where there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha? Tosfos would agree in that case that the replacement Kohen Gadol is not independently capable of generating Chazorah. We're not learning in Tosfos that Gemar Din is a whole new ballpark. You know, it's an independent set of rules and regulations. Ki'im, but rather what Tosfos is saying is that be'inan kohen gadol amachaper gam b'shas ritzicha, and even if that kohen gadol amachaper is no longer around, then the Kohen Gadol who replaces him at the time of the Gemar Din, he will be Chozer. Chozer means Machzir, right? So let's underline these words. The Be'inan Kohen Gadol HaMechaper Gam B'Shas Ritzicha. Let's read it again. The Be'inon Kohen Gadol HaMechaper Gam B'Shas Ritzicha. So what happens now? You have a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha. Then, if that Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemar Din, so his Misa is not enough to be Chozer, but they replaced him before the Gemar Din. So you had A plus B. You had both conditions fulfilled. You had a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha, and now you have a Kohen Gadol who replaced the first Kohen Gadol before the Gemar Din. We can combine the two together. You know, it's almost like we integrate the two Kohanim Gedolim, one from Shas Ritzicha and one from Shas Avodah B'Din, into one individual. And his Misa will set free the Kohen Gadol. I'm sorry, will set free the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. But in our case, we had a Kohen Gadol that was Chayv HaKayom, But he's not a Kohen HaMechaper. So we never had a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper b'shas Ritzicha. B'meila Deinu Yotze Eina Yochol Lachzor Af B'Mashuach Sha'avar, or for that matter with a Kohen Gadol that was replaced and was appointed before the Gemara. So here's where we press the return button, because this ends his presentation of Shitas HaTosfos. So in a word, Tosfos holds you need a Kohen Gadol b'shas a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper b'shas Misa, and then if he's not around at the time the Gemara did, but he was replaced by another Kohen Gadol, that Kohen Gadol could be Masa. But if the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha was not a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper, or alternatively, if there was no Kohen Gadol at all at the time of the Ritzicha, then we don't have an ability to create an independent Din of Chazar based on the Kohen Gadol B'Shas Gemara. Okay. It's Mamish learning the ear. This is...